Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hello, the show. Welcome to another
Leche Ka.
Yeah, where we read your Leche fan mail, answer your guys a question, and talk about what you've been doing on the Halala Show Leche Fam Facebook group. Welcome to all the new listeners. If it's your first time here, you can feel free to stay here and listen to this. But we also have our regular mixes. What did we talk about yesterday? What did we talk about on Monday?
No, that's today. No, but this is going to be released on Wednesday. Yeah. So, yeah, on last Monday. Yeah. Oh, well, we talked about a bunch of stuff and we had like a full-on debate about time travel.
Time travel. Can you move forward? Yes, but not backwards or whatever.
No, it's backwards.
But not forward. Okay. Interesting. But yeah, go check it out. Mix 32 of season 2 is out already. But let's do some guys' question. No, that's your fan mail today, but we got some guys' question. Actually, perfect. Because we actually didn't do this, TT, but we have one from Andrews asking us, what are your thoughts on the Bello ad that was taken down over the last week? It kind of blew up. Do you remember that ad? Yeah. You saw that.
Of course. Did you see it? How could I forget it? How could I forget about it?
It was actually made by Giggle, the same people that did the RC Cola ads, the very popular ads.
Look, I mean, I had a lot of thoughts about it. You know, obviously, initially, I was like a little enraged that it happened. You know, the main question I think that resonated with a lot of people was, how did it get approved? Like, did nobody think that it would be taken in this certain way? Which I think it was a little obvious, you know, it was a little out of touch, yeah.
Tone deaf
or insensitive. Yes, you can call that many things. But I also want to point out, or I want to focus on something positive that happened. It created more of a conversation, more than let's cancel this brand or let's cancel the people, you know, who created the ad. It's more of, it created a conversation about it, which is amazing, which is basically what we want, right? In any issue that arises, you know, we've always talked about, and we're very open about it, that we're not about the cancel culture, but it is nice if it becomes a conversation.
Yes.
You know, if it becomes like a topic of debate, then why, I am all for that. So, right now, of course, obviously, because something like that can actually stick with people. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Because can you imagine? And before I say this, I want to say that all bodies are beautiful, whether you have a little tummy or whatever, you know, it's your weight, it's your body, it's the only body that you have. And, and I want to start with that. But can you imagine, let's say, if you have the same body type as the person shown in the film, in the ad, right? And can you imagine being portrayed as a negative, as the effect, as, you know, the downfall or whatever? Mm-hmm. And looking at yourself, and what if you're actually okay? What if you're actually happy? Because I mean, it's your body. You can be happy with your body, right? Whatever shape or form it is. But for the people who made this ad and the people behind it and the company behind it, this is how they look at your body. And alam mo yung parang it must have been so confusing for people also, you know? So it is upsetting. Honestly, it was upsetting. And to think, you know, to think it was actually for profit, because it's for a company.
Yes.
You know, they're basically selling their services, but what they had to do was to put down other people so that they can avail their services. And I get the, you know, the shock value that they want to have, but they could have done that in another way. They could have, you know, acquired that shock value in another way. It's just like what they did with RC Cola. It was so pointless, but people were shocked. mm-hmm. people actually talked about the brand.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I feel
Either way, you know what? It's already out there. But like I said, at least we're having this conversation, right?
Yeah. The you know, just for the statements that they put out, Bello put out, and Gigil also. Mm-hmm. So Bello said, "We apologize about our recent pandemic effect film. Thank you for being gracious in letting us know your thoughts about it. We hear you. You helped us see what we failed to see, which is that the film is insensitive and upsetting. Because of this, we have taken the ad down. We commit ourselves to learning from this and to bring our learnings into the future." That was yung Gigil naman, the agency, the ad agency. Released yesterday, the Bello Medical Group posted a film that we created, which caused distress to a considerable number of people. We were insensitive. We are sorry to the people whom we hurt. Gigil shares responsibility for the film. We will learn from this and we will do better.
Yeah.
I think pretty solid apologies, if you ask me.
I think it was just called for.
Yeah.
You know, I don't want to commend them for, you know, putting out the apology.
Yeah.
It's just, it's what they're supposed to do.
Yeah. But at least they apologized for real, instead of, sorry, you were offended by this. It was actually, mm-hmm. we offended you and we're sorry. Yeah. Which is usually sometimes that's what happens, right?
That's true.
Yeah. What are your thoughts on people? Okay. So, because when I heard of this news a couple days ago, that had already been taken down. So right. me being the curious kitty that I am, right? I wanted to see it. But what are your thoughts on people who were against the film but still reposting it on Twitter? And their argument is it's for visibility so that, you know, we know. What are your thoughts on that?
What do you mean? Like,
because there's someone who...
What was the reason behind them sharing it?
They're like, you know, they wanted to call out Bello for, uh-oh. You know, here's the ad that you took down, but here it is. Again,
I mean, it's their prerogative,
right?
You know, nobody can act, you know, nobody can force you or not let you post it.
But should
right?
they, should so, they, should they, I mean, is it more detrimental to the whole thing? Like, is it
kasama na yun eh. Feeling ko kasi kasama na yun eh. You know, it's out in the public. It's already open. Either way, people are going to see it.
Okay.
So
I was just curious because I saw people replying to it saying like they took it down. Yeah. I was just wondering what your thoughts
were. It's you know, it's kind of like the equivalent of a sex tape. It's out there.
True.
Can't stop that, my sister.
Can't stop that, Sisms. All right. Let's move on to the next one. I don't know if you can answer this because you haven't seen it yet, I think. The Suicide Squad. But this one from Tyler is asking, who did you prefer as the lead in the Suicide Squad, the male lead in the Suicide Squad films, Idris Elba or Will Smith? So you haven't seen the new one yet, right?
I have not. Ikaw, answer the question.
I'm a big Will Smith fanboy, but I think Idris Elba, they're different. Idris Elba has a different, he's not as goofy or funny, you know. Will Smith has like a sarcastic kind of humor. I don't know how to explain it, but you've seen him in other movies, right? But Will Smith always plays the same guy to me. He plays the same guy, like the very suave, cocky,
nice heart,
humorous, but kind-hearted guy.
He plays
the same guy. So I would say for the Suicide Squad films, Idris Elba was a little bit, you know, because he added some new dynamic to it. But I thought Will Smith was great, too.
What's your best Will Smith
movie?
Impersonation.
I can't do it.
I'm thinking,
why don't he want me, man?
I'm trying to do the laugh.
What's your favorite Will Smith movie, though?
I'm not really a big Will Smith fan. You know, I can't say I have a favorite movie.
Okay.
But if I had to pick, it would probably be the one with Jessica Biel.
The one with Jessica Biel?
Wait, no. Is it Jessica Biel?
The one with Jessica Biel and Will Smith?
Oh, sorry, Jessica Alba.
And Will Smith. Wait, which one's that one?
I think they joke on both.
Eva Mendes?
Eva Mendes.
Oh, okay. You mean Hitch? Okay, Hitch. Hitch is a great movie.
Yeah, right. So Hitch is okay. I love that movie. Yeah, I mean, like, it's very generic, but I mean,
good, nice rom com. Hitch. I like Men in Black.
Were they in a relationship? Were they ever in a relationship?
No, no. Eva Mendes is married to Ryan Gosling.
They have a lot of kissing pics in the runway. That's so weird.
Oh, okay.
Oh, not runway. Red carpet, I mean. Oh. That's weird.
Yeah, Hitch is good. Men in Black 3 is actually really good, if you've seen that. I like Pursuit of Happiness.
Oh, Pursuit of Happiness. Yeah,
I like that one's pretty good with Jaden, too. So, yeah, any more thoughts on Will Smith, buddy?
Will Smith movies. Long.
Yeah, I gotta.
I feel like I'm missing.
I know, something. Me too. I feel like there's so many Will Smith movies.
Yeah, dude.
I've seen a lot. Like
Bad Boys.
Yeah, Bad Boys 2 is good.
Dude, I totally forgot about it. I like I Am Legend.
Oh, that's a good movie too.
He was actually not that full on Will Smith.
Yeah, true. Right? He was more sad and brooding.
Yeah, because he didn't have anybody to, you know, rally with.
Yes. So, yes.
Yeah.
iRobot is pretty good. Men in Black. Yeah, well, Men in Black 3 is the best one.
You know, I don't find...
Independence Day is okay.
Yeah, it's okay. But I don't find Will Smith attractive, like...
Really?
Per se, you know. Okay. I know that he's desirable. Like, I feel like all you know, like, all in all, the looks and the personality and, you know, the money and the shit. But physically, I would not find him attractive. That's just me.
Okay.
You know, like side by side with Idris Elba, I would find Idris Elba more attractive.
Gotcha. Okay. Okay. All right. Moo, last question. Were you a, this is from, who's this from? Cyril 1776, I think. Asking, were you a Team Nickelodeon, Cartoon Network, or Disney Channel kid? Oh, that's
100%. No, sige. I would say it's 80% Nickelodeon, 85% Nickelodeon, 10% Disney, 10%. And then 5%
Cartoon Network.
Cartoon Network, like almost zero, actually. I never got into. Well, I got into Courage.
Courage the Cowardly Dog. Okay.
Yeah.
Good shit. It's okay.
I think. Oh. Ed and Eddie.
Okay. Cartoon Network.
That was on Cartoon Network, right?
Yeah.
That one.
So you're mostly 80% Nickelodeon. What were your shows then? What were the shows?
Oh my God. Hey Arnold.
Yes,
Rugrats. A bunch. Oh, the one, the game where there's like a big head.
Figure it out.
No.
Oh, Global Guts. Wait.
No.
Legends of the Hidden Temple.
Yes.
Yeah. Silver Snakes.
So of course, SpongeBob. And I know, see Timmy.
Timmy. Fairly Odd Parents.
That
one I never watched. Believe it or not, it's weird
really?
Because I'm a Nickelodeon guy too. But parang yung last na talaga yung SpongeBob. That was the last
SpongeBob.
Because everything pre-SpongeBob I watch. You know,
for me, the best CatDog.
CatDog, good, bro.
CatDog is the best, dude. Like if they had it in Netflix, I would rewatch that.
You know who I like sa CatDog? Yung ano yung mouse, yung kulay blue.
Yeah.
He's a fucking little evil little shit, huh? That little guy.
I also like the one where her family lives in the safari. They travel.
Oh, the Wild Thornberries.
The Wild Thornberries.
With Darwin.
Darwin. I watched that shit, dude.
It's a good show, too.
Monsters. Where is it?
Our Real Monsters.
Yeah. Is it?
With Oblina.
Is it a Nickelodeon?
Yeah, Nickelodeon.
Or is it? Okay.
Oblina Ickes and what's the name of the guy who holds his eyeballs? Crumb? Crumb, no? Crumb, diba?
Probably.
And
I also like Jimmy Neutron.
Jimmy Neutron's Nickelodeon. Yeah. I never watched Jimmy Neutron though.
What's the name of the guy that rides a skateboard?
Oh, Rocket Power.
Yeah.
We are riders. On a mission.
I never got into Danny something. Like the superhero. Danny.
Oh, I know what you're talking
superhero.
About. Yeah, I never watched that either.
The one with white hair.
Yeah. Danny Phantom?
Danny Phantom. Yeah, okay. Yeah. Let's go to Disney cartoons.
Disney. Ano mga Disney cartoon? Kim Possible, no?
Kim Possible. Kinda,
yeah, Kim Possible and... Shit, I never watched Disney cartoons kasi... Hey, what are the Disney cartoons?
Why? Ah, Disney cartoons. Ano, yung isa, yung three sila sa na girls, three girls.
That's Powerpuff, you mean Powerpuff Girls?
No, no, no. Disney like cartoons. They're grown.
Truly, enough? Something Spies?
No. Yeah.
Oh, is that Spies. Disney Channel? The Totally so. Spies?
Totally Spies. I think so.
I thought it was Cartoon Network.
Anyway. Oh, Recess, dude. Recess.
I never watched Recess.
Oh, really?
Never.
Oh, I love Recess.
Never watch Recess.
You know, I'm actually surprised I never went as a Recess character before during Halloween. I love Recess.
Yeah. Okay.
Ano pa ba?
Recess is Disney pala.
Oh, Hannah Montana, I guess.
Okay, so like the live action stuff. But then we had Kenan and Kel, right? And all that on Nickelodeon.
Lizzie McGuire.
Yeah, Lizzie McGuire. That's So Raven. Disney's live action had more, Disney had better live action.
Yeah.
As a whole.
Definitely.
As a whole. Yeah.
What else? Wait lang, feeling ko I'm missing something.
Cartoon Network.
Phineas and Ferb, dude. Phineas and Ferb.
Never watched that show.
Really?
Never. That's actually really funny. It's Fairly Odd Parents Nickelodeon now.
Yes.
Okay. It is. No, I never watched Phineas and Ferb. Never.
I think Totally Spies.
Cartoon Network, yun.
I think it's on Cartoon Network. Yeah. Okay.
Cartoon Network had some bangers too, though. Cow and Chicken. Yeah. And Cow and Chicken, I got into Powerpuff that. Girls. I have a big Powerpuff Girls and Johnny Bravo fan growing up.
I know. See, Anian, I like your accent. What's that again? The scientist dude.
I see Dexter.
Yes.
Dexter. Yeah, I would say I am like 70% Nickelodeon, 20% Cartoon Network, and then the rest Disney Channel. Like I never really watched Disney Channel.
Did you ever get into what's this show again? Oh my gosh, I totally forgot about this.
Cartoon Network had some pretty dope Star Wars cartoons too. If you ever watch those cartoons,
where is this from? The Blue Mouse.
The Blue Mouse. The Blue Mouse.
Yeah.
There's a Blue Mouse.
Oh, Cat Dog. It's a cat dog.
Cat Dog. Yeah, the Cat Dog. Yeah, that guy. The evil little shit.
Yes.
So to answer the question, you are a Team Nickelodeon.
Yes, I'm Team Nick.
Me too. Yeah. All right. Do you think, just out of curiosity, that whatever team you grew up with is how you are as a person? Because you and I, we're pretty similar.
But it could be.
That, like, you know, someone who's totally different from us, they probably grew up watching more Disney Channel. I bet there's a correlation, man.
It could be. I mean, I'm sure that's not the only thing. That's not the only reason why we connect.
right. But I think there must be some study out there, right? There must be a study or a thesis out there that like can yo, that's a great thesis, I think, right? For college. Yeah. Is that
what possible? If somebody makes like a whole thesis, a whole research about it? And then people in Nickelodeon are like, we just made it to make money, dude.
No.
You know, we didn't
All right, woo. Okay, we're done for the Got This Question. Let's just kind of skim through the Hala Hala Show Lecce FM Facebook group. Yes. If you're not part of it, you can join it. It's the Hala Hala Show Lecce
FM. We actually have 551 members.
Members.
Yeah, so thanks, guys, for always posting there. Yeah. So somebody posted a video of James Caraan, our fellow podcaster. I think this is a parody.
Yeah, it's a parody of Nas Daily apologizing. Have you watched it? It kind of sounds, because the way that he delivers it, because Nas Daily has a certain, not accent, but like the way he delivers his lines, it sounds it's pretty good.
I think, he's a great actor and then a comedian, so you already know. Right. John Atienza also suggested a TTM. We are so sorry. We should always look at the Halo Halo Lecce Fam group first before we record our weekly mixes, right?
Right.
And then Aaron Geronimo, I totally skipped over this. We should have talked about this, but they suggested this one article that says a company will pay you to watch every episode of Grey's Anatomy. And I'm like, that is my career path.
Hell yeah.
I already do it for free and I fucking pay Netflix. I'm done with season 15 again. I started at season one, maybe during my birthday week, I believe. Or maybe like the start of the first like GCQ.
Wow.
I believe. Yeah. And now I'm done.
But a good doctor, hindi ka patapos sa yung three seasons on Netflix. I'm still on season two.
If I were to binge watch another medical show, it would probably be Chicago Med or House MD.
House. Okay.
Yeah.
Cool. I have to look at this article. Oh, yeah. from Paolo, who says, dito na lang magpo-post, wag na sa Twitter.
Wag na!
Baka mabasa pa ng mga supporters.
Huwag mo na sabihin. Eh kasi pinost niya to for the group lang.
Ah, okay, okay. Yeah. But look, he shared the same sentiments as me about something.
Yes. And so if you want to find
out. Thank you, bro. Appreciate it.
If you want to know more about this, join our Facebook group. Okay, we're not going to.
Sige. Okay, last now. What's the last one you're going to read?
Last one from. Ooh, this is very interesting, actually. Paolo, again, reposted a video of this from Vice TV.
Mm.
That it's a video about this person who moderates Facebook content and how he's seen everything.
Oh wow! And he is like, left with PTSD now.
Yeah,
because of doing it.
Because you know these are the things that we never really think about.
Yeah, so there are people moderating on Facebook.
Yeah, and like,
there
are
actual people, not just bots, right?
Yeah. And I'm sure they know how to get into the dark web.
Yeah, I watched this video before it was put because it came out maybe like a few weeks ago. I just saw it scrolling through Facebook one time. Yeah. It's pretty heavy, man. It's pretty heavy. Like you just realize how fucked up the shit is on social
media. Would you do this type of work for a lot of money?
You know what? For me, I feel like I'm pretty tough, thick-skinned or whatever.
Then again, you can only say that because you've never really seen it.
Exactly. It might fuck me up, right?
He says it's the worst.
Yeah, because there's illegal stuff that's posted on there, right?
Yeah.
You never know what you're going to see. I don't know. I mean,
I still feel like I could. I feel like he said the same thing, getting in the job first.
You're right. He's right.
I feel like I could do this.
Maybe if it was every day for like, it's your job. Yeah, it'd probably fuck you. But maybe for like, if you want a trial, like a one day, see if it can, see if you won't ruin your life kind of thing. I think I can give it a shot.
You know what? Maybe this is the type of work that can be contractual. Like you would only do this for a certain amount of time.
Like a freelancer gig.
Yeah. So that it doesn't, it doesn't affect you mentally. Yes. But then I wouldn't know if. It's highly specialized. Yeah. Is this highly specialized? Like, do you need a lot of training for this?
Yeah.
But then again, I was thinking? If he could, if he could access all these things, does it mean that somebody else could have actually seen this?
Yeah.
Before him actually
I'm pretty sure.
Reading it?
Yeah. I'm pretty sure when you post stuff on any social media, usually it will post on your profile until somebody reports it. Or flags it, right? I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know now if there's an algorithm that can detect, let's say, for example, and nudity.
Actually,
right? I think there are some filters that can detect, like a penis or whatever, right?
Yeah.
Nudity in general. But like, how can they detect, let's say, animal violence or something? Mm-hmm. Like, it would be kind of hard to detect that kind of shit until you actually see the video. So.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's pretty disturbing, man.
Yeah. Nakaka-disturb yung mask na suot nga eh.
Oo.
Hindi ba pwede blur na lang?
At saka, it's kind of like, I think it really contributes to the whole video.
It does. It was done on purpose. Like, there's no doubt.
It could like, I don't know, it could very well be like a skin of another human. Like skin of another human.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Like somebody peeled off.
Yeah.
The skin of another human, put it on it. Oh, you know what? There's actually a library of books made out of human skin.
You, what?
That there's, you know,
there, where?
Yeah, there are books out there that are made out of human skin, like the cover.
Damn. Shit. Man, this video is like, it's heavy. But if you want to check it out, it is on our group. It's actually from Vice TV, but Paolo reposted it. So if you want to discuss it over there, you can comment on there as well. The Halo Halo Show Leche Fam is where it's at. Okay. You can also email us, thehalohaloshow@gmail.com. Message us on Instagram and on Twitter if you want to tweet us there. Anything else you want to say, Rika?
That's it. Okay. Thanks, guys.
Cool. Enjoy your week. Happy Wednesday hump. By the time you're listening. Happy hump day. Happy and we'll hump see day. You all on Monday. I okay. Extra song.
Happy hump day is in the same vein as y'all.
Y'all. Happy hump day, y'all. Just
y'all. Y'all. All right. Oh God. Okay.
Extra anyway, song.
Bye.
Happy hump day, y'all.
Y'all.
Bye.
Bye.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.